Spice One, how you doing, man? Thanks a lot for your time.
Shit, I'm alright, man. Just holding it down, you know what I'm saying? Back in the game and just doing my biz, you dig?
Everybody wants to know, you know, how you recovered from the shooting and what your current condition is.
Man, it was, you know, it was good. You know, the recovery is, you know, it's like a miracle, man. You know what I mean? You know, everybody know I'm a rider, dig? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with that said alone and the help from God, you know, I'm back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, it took a while. I was in the hospital a few months or whatever because, you know, went through my lung collapsed. But, you know, I just did my first show, like, since that shit happened last weekend. So, you know, I'm back, you know?
All right, you know, for those that don't know, what exactly went down that day when you got attacked?
I mean, you know, I guess, you know, the man, it was just some cat trying to break into my truck, didn't know I was sitting in there, and, you know, he seen a big-ass nigga coming at him and shot, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I mean, I don't blame him, shit, I'm like 6'1", I weigh 220 pounds and shit, so, you know, dude was kind of small, I don't, you know, shit, I had a shot too, big ass nigga coming at me like that, but, you know, he was trying to break in my truck, and, you know, I was sitting in the truck at the time trying to break in and shit, so, you know, like I said, he just got scared and shot and ran at the same time, you know.
Right. You know, have they found out who was behind it and stuff like that?
Nah, I don't, I don't think the nigga's stupid enough to go tell somebody he did that shit.
Right.
You know, I guess that's why it ain't never got back to me, because if it did, I'd probably be in a penitentiary for murder like a motherfucker. You know, shit, I mean, this little scary ass, bitch ass motherfucker trying to break into my car and shit. Probably crackhead motherfucker, some little young kid and shit. You know, bitchy little buster ass nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, how would you say the incident affected you? You know, what impact did it have on you?
I mean, the only impact it had on me was, you know, nigga only got one life to live. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it ain't like, you know, I didn't know that at first, but I mean, you can go at any time. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be a, you could be killed by a bitch ass nigga, a little punk ass buster motherfucker, or you could be killed by a hard ass nigga from the hood. You know what I'm saying? I mean, or you could be killed by the cops or anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, it's all about timing. And, you know, if you're not ready to take the to die, then, you know, or if God ain't ready for you to go, then it ain't your time. But I mean, you know, any of us could be dropped out here at any minute. You know what I'm saying? There ain't nobody allergic. Ain't nobody allergic to bullets. You know what I'm saying? That shit affect everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't nobody like, you know, like, those Supermans out in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Unless they built out of Teflon, unless they skin made out of Teflon, and they got metal plates around they organs and shit. Everybody's prone to get shot at. Everybody could be touched out in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I already knew that. But, I mean, you know, it's just that when the choice come down, when it come actually come down to it, and, you know, that's all of this, gun control and all of this shit, there's no self-defense law here in California. So I guess when somebody come up to you like that and they shoot you, you just supposed to lay there and die, you know what I'm saying? and it's crazy because don't nobody want to sit there and let a motherfucker shoot them and just so they just lay there and just get shot and just leave it up to the police and that's it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no self-defense law. You know, if you can't do shoot you and you shoot at him and if somebody shoot at you and maybe he even hit you and you shoot them back, then that's not a, they just gonna say that that's murder or manslaughter. They're not gonna call it self-defense out here because in California, there is no self-defense law. You know what I'm saying? So I guess you're just supposed to lay down and die for these motherfuckers, but I'm not gonna do that. You know what I'm saying?
And, you know, soon after the shooting, you posted, you know, a picture of you on the internet in the hospital with a laptop throwing up the W. And was it important to you to let the fans know that ain't nothing changing?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, you know, letting my fans know, you know, ain't no motherfucking punk ass nigga gonna, mark ass motherfucker trying to break into my truck gonna stop nothing. You know what I'm saying? He ain't stopping shit. You know what I'm saying? I jog every day. I've been jogging every day. You know, I'm back. You know, my lungs is right and everything and shit. And, you know, that motherfucker, he didn't stop shit. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, the police get him. He better hope that the cops catch his ass before me and any of my niggas do. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't give a fuck right now. So, as far as that, you know, I mean, I don't give a fuck if the nigga is 16 or 55. He got to go. I'm popping at his ass. You know what I'm saying? He got some slugs coming when he see me. Or if I ever realize who he is, or if he ever slip up and tell somebody who he is and I figure it out, man, it's war. It's all out war. You know what I'm saying? But as far as long as I don't know who it is and I can't do shit, you know what I'm saying? A bitch ass nigga don't want to reveal itself, then I ain't shit I can do. It's like getting hit in the dark and then nobody turn on the lights for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And you know, many of the artists that we interviewed since then have sent their regards to you. How was the reaction from the artists and their fans after the shooting?
You know, I got a lot of my fans, you know, they pissed off. They like, you know, I want to kill a motherfucker. You know, I mean, Spice One fan is a damn fool. You know what I'm saying? So, the Spice One fan is a straight gangster. You know what that's what I mean by that? You know, he or she ain't finna back down to shit. You know what I'm saying? Anybody who ever listened to any of my CDs, they know goddamn well. You know, this ain't nothing but Jeep gangster all day over here. You know what I'm saying? No matter how they put it. So, you know, my fans are gonna act the same way. They pissed off over this shit. They want to find the motherfucking shooting. Believe me, there's a lynch mob after his ass. You know what I'm saying? So, this nigga's like Frankenstein right now. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, he got the whole city chasing his ass. So, you know, it's just, I mean, it's hard. It's just so fucked up that, you know, a bitch ass nigga just come up to your window and blast on you and shit and then run off like a little pussy. And you can't do a damn thing about it because he won't reveal himself. He won't say nothing. You know, your fans wondering what happened. Did you ever find a motherfucker? The cops still trying to find him. They ain't gonna find him. They still got all of my jewelry and my clothes and all of that shit talking about evidence. I had to go buy some new jewelry and shit because they got all my jewelry talking about his evidence from the shooting. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so it's been wild, man. You know, hospital bills are, you know, real, way high up there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the bullet is still in my back. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if a nigga had just had any slight chance of popping it, of shooting this nigga back, he'd been dead in the motherfucker a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? Or the night that he shot me. You know what I'm saying? I was just sitting up there in my mom's driveway. I had fell asleep in my mom's driveway. You know, I smoked hella weed. I got high in the motherfucking fell asleep in the driveway. But I didn't want to wake my mom up anyway. That's why I fell asleep, because she had to go to work at like 6 in the morning. So I was just like, I'll just rest right here in the car and shit. And, you know, this motherfucking bitch-ass nigga had the balls to come up to my car and shoot and run at the same time. I mean, that just makes me so fucking mad that it's, you know, it's ridiculous, you know. Like the Bible say, vengeance belongs to the Lord and all of that, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know if I'm going to be able to control my emotions once I figure out who this nigga is, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you. It's got to be crazy. I mean, what is that going to change, though? If you go and, you know, and then you get him, do you talk about, you know, personal satisfaction, or what is that going to get you?
I mean, a personal satisfaction. It's like, you know, somebody slapping you in the face, and instead of turning the cheek, you bomb on their ass. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I mean, that's just how it's just how I feel, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I mean, you never know what the feeling will be once it all, you know, come down to it, or if it ever comes down to it. But, you know, anybody that happens to, I mean, it's hard for them to be humble after that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't just get shot and be humble about it. Yeah, ain't nobody ever did that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Unless there was a preacher or a priest or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm a street nigga. I can't just be getting a shot like that and thinking everything is cool and just walking around like everything is nice and cool and fine and dandy, because it's not, you know? I mean, that shit is going to affect me for the rest of my life. You know, I'm going to still feel a bullet in my arm for the rest of my life and my back and shit. You know, my kids had nightmares thinking I was dead and shit. You know what I'm saying? All because of this bitch-ass nigga. This old buster-ass nigga and him wanting some goddamn stereo equipment out of my truck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hospital bills hella high and shit, $70,000, $80,000, all because this bitch ass nigga wants some equipment out of my motherfucking truck. and got scared when he seen a nigga coming at him. He wants to run. You know what I'm saying? All because of this. You know, all of these motherfuckers out there, nigga, if you gonna rob a motherfucker, if you gonna shoot a motherfucker, make sure there's some real money in the car, or make sure there's some real shit out there, because, you know what I mean, you know, it ain't even worth it. You know what I'm saying? Now, this nigga's life is mine. His ass is mine. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be looking over his back for the rest of his motherfucking life, because I'm there. I'm looking for him, and I'm coming. You know what I'm saying? The rest, all you motherfuckers out there, man, if y'all gonna get down, you know, my message to all of you, all of the jackers out there, all the niggas who think they hard and wanna run around, little bitch-ass niggas, wanna run around, like, with pistols and guns like they hard and shit, you ain't seen nothing, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shoot a motherfucker at point-blank range and do it real G over some real shit, not over no fake-ass motherfucking car stereo equipment. Bitch ass motherfucking crackhead bitch ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? That's a crackhead move. You know what I'm saying? If any of you niggas is out there shooting niggas over car equipment, then that's a motherfucking crackhead move. You're a crackhead. Even if you don't smoke crack, that's a crackhead move if I ain't never seen one in my motherfucking life. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, bust for some real money, some millions, nigga, some G's, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000. Nigga, don't try to run up in a nigga car over some punk ass stereo equipment, you know what I'm saying? Because the shooter didn't even know I was in the car. So he had to be trying to either steal my car or steal what was in my car. And that ain't worth nobody being shot over, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what it is up in there. TVs, Rams, whatever the fuck. Ain't none of that shit worth getting shot over. You know what I'm saying? It's just some dumbass niggas out here, you know? Like I say, you know, niggas my age, you know, probably was slanging their mama dope. You know what I'm saying? We made crack babies out here. You know what I'm saying? When I was 15, 16 years old, I was out on the block slinging crack to these niggas' mamas, and now they didn't have babies, and these niggas running around with crack babies and shit, acting some goddamn fools. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, shit, it's just a crazy, fucked up, cruel-ass world out there, man, and motherfuckers who don't realize that, they will end up in the hospital, dead, in jail, any of that shit, if they don't, like, you know, really realize what's going on out there. You know, everything ain't honky-dory and dandy and fucking beautiful and, you know, everything, all of this shit is crazy. This real life out here. I could have been laid the fuck out, you know what I'm saying, in front of my mama, you know what I'm saying, over this bitch-ass nigga wants some equipment out of my truck. Over a TV or some rims or some goddamn speakers or some shit that was in my truck. Shit ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy, man. Yeah, that was a crazy week. You know, that shit with you happened, and saying, I think it was like a day later that shit with Pimp C happened.
Yeah, that was fucked up. Waking up in the hospital and finding out that Pimp C was really dead and shit. You know what I mean? That was like the real kicker, you know, on top of everything that happened. You know what I'm saying? My homeboy from Jackson's died and shit, you know. And what he died from, I don't know. You know, you hear a lot of different stories, just like they hear about me, you know what I'm saying? But the fact is, you know, remains that my nigga is dead, and that was a sad day in hip-hop, just like when Pac died and Biggie died, and just like, you know, when I got shot, motherfuckers thought I was gonna die, you know what I'm saying? I could have been dead, you know? That's just by the grace of God, you know what I'm saying? God decided to bring Pimp C up there with him and leave me down here. Maybe I got some more work to do, you know, before I go up there and shit, up to Ghetto Heaven, because that's the new song I got on my album called Ghetto Heaven, so I'm really taking that shit serious now, you know.
Yeah, the first track that you released after the shooting was Carried by Six featuring Daz. Tell us about that song.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, you know, I knew a lot of people wanted to know what happened and what really went down and shit, and I figured, you know, the best way for me to explain it is for just me to make a song about it, and, you know, just let everybody know that all my shit has been real over the years, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just so they can hear exactly what happened, and, you know, they say I describe some vivid stories and tales, so I figured, you know, if I make a song about it, then everybody can kind of picture in their head what happened and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'll probably end up making a video about it, you know. But I mean, shit, it's like the real skeleton effect. That's really what happened. No extras, none of that shit. You know, everything was just real about it. You know what I mean? Cause, like, what I was basically saying in the song is that, like I was saying at first, there ain't no self-defense law in California. And, you know, I'd rather be judged by 12 going to the penitentiary and still have my life than carried by six motherfuckers in a coffin. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point of the song. And I mean, you know, as far as us living in America, we as Americans got to sit there and just lay down and die and just take some slugs to the motherfucking head and just expect for the cops to take care of it when you're dead and gone? You know, I mean, it's saying in the Declaration of Independence that, you know, we got the right to bear arms, you know what I'm saying? And especially when you're trying to protect your life, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's my life I'm trying to protect. My life is a gift from God. No human being ever gave me life, you know what I'm saying, except for my mom. And my life is a gift from God for me, and I'm not going to just sit back and let somebody take that shit, you know what I'm saying? Just because they have a gun and I don't. No, that shit just ain't right. You just out here, you just supposed to lay down and die and shit? Fuck that, man. These people is out of their fucking mind if they think that people is gonna walk around here and it's niggas out. I mean, people out here jacking, stealing, robbing, all kind of shit. And there's motherfuckers and criminals out here with guns and shit. You know what I'm saying? I know why. I used to be one of my motherfucking self, so it shouldn't be no way in hell that I should be walking around here without no motherfucking pistol. I got 6 prior gun cases. That's from trying to protect myself, not because I'm trying out there trying to rob nobody or shoot somebody or do some dirt or nothing. It's trying to protect my life and what I have and what I've accumulated over the years. And as a black man, or just as a ghetto individual in general, man, just me being from the hood in general, it don't matter what color I am, or it just matter what, to them, what I look like and what they think my actions will be. You know what I'm saying? But basically, I was just trying to protect myself. And then after I caught the 6 motherfucking gun cases, I figured, you know, I ain't got to take my pistol everywhere. And I end up getting damn near killed in front of my mama house. You know what I'm saying? Where I'm really supposed to be safe at. I mean, I don't understand where the fucking logic is in that shit. Where they say, you know, you can't carry a pistol, you can't carry a weapon, and they got the most robberies and jack-ins out here in California than damn near anywhere. And then they tell people not to carry guns? It's like you set up, you know what I'm saying, to get killed on this motherfucker. And when they shoot you one time, you just gotta scream and run and lay down and die and shit. But don't nobody want to do that shit. Don't no real person or no real fucking soldier want to sit there and just take no slugs to his chest and his arms and legs and head and all of that shit and can't do nothing about it, man. These people is fucking crazy with the self-defense law shit out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everywhere else, you know, everywhere else where it go down, you know, they you know, Texas, Mexico, there's certain cities out there where they, you know, where shit don't even happen like it do out here, and these motherfuckers they got the right to walk around with firearms. You know what I'm saying? The mistakes that I made when I was younger, I wouldn't even call them mistakes, because I was 21 years old walking around with $50,000 and $60,000 worth of jewelry on. So for me to carry a gun back then, that made a whole lot of fucking sense. You know what I'm saying? That made a whole lot of fucking sense. And people, you know, as far as what I am now, what I'm doing now, I'm a legendary rap artist, and I have a lot of nice things. You know, I consider them nice. You know what I'm saying? And for me not to have no firearm with me now while I'm anywhere would be fucking stupidity. It would be dumb. Because I've already been shot just because of my car. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got on right now. I got on like 60, maybe, I say maybe like $20,000, $30,000 worth of jewelry. You know what I'm saying? Right now, I can't just be walking around like this without no pistol or, you know what I mean? They shouldn't put the shit out there for us to buy it if we're going to get killed wearing the shit, if we can't walk around with no pistol. All of that shit add up. You know what I'm saying? And you gotta have some bodyguards. I don't want no motherfucking bodyguards walking around me 24/7 and shit all the time. I ain't that type of motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm a people person. I like fucking with people and talking to people and chilling and, you know, having people be comfortable around me instead of me having some bodyguards sitting there looking at them all crazy every 10 minutes because they get too close or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I consider myself a real nigga, you know what I'm saying? And I can't just be out there like that. I'd rather I'd rather 12 people be carrying me, I mean, be judging me in the court of law for me having a gun they giving me some time in prison. I'd rather go to prison than be laid up in the fucking coffin somewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was the whole point of that song was, you know, I'd rather be in jail, man, and doing 20 to life than just doing life, period, in a coffin. Regardless of who tell me not to carry a pistol or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's why when it comes down to it, niggas like me be like, fuck the police. You know what I'm saying? And fuck everybody else who say, don't carry a gun. I'm just supposed to lay here and die. They can kiss my black ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm over here heated up like charcoal in more than one way. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't understand that shit. How is you supposed to survive out here where don't nobody respect the law like that to where they ain't going to get hungry? And we've been in a state of... you know what you call that shit, a recession or some shit? Yeah, everybody out here in this motherfucker is broke. And how they expect for niggas not to carry no pistols out here now that motherfucking president of the United States got us in the fucking recession and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's so many hungry motherfuckers running around here right now. Somebody, whoever got some money, better have a pistol on them or something. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, shit, our dollars are lower than the Canadian money. Damn near the same as Mexico money, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, shit, we America is being broke. It's broke right now. We gonna fucking be a third world country in a minute. As far as fucking with the president that we have now, we're fucking around to be a third world country because we ain't, everybody out here broke as fuck. He the only one benefiting, you know what I'm saying, over some oil and gas and all of that, got the troops all the way out there and shit, and you know what I'm saying, man, everybody out here broke, so it is, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of motherfuckers ain't out here shot because they ain't walking around with a pistol or, you know, last time motherfuckers tried to get at me, you know, shit, they shot the whole goddamn, I've been in shootouts before, I've been in shootouts all my life and shit, I ain't never got hit, thank God, you know what I'm saying, but shit, this wasn't even no shootout, this was just some random bitch ass nigga trying to break in my shit and seeing me sitting in my car, you know, that's what make me real mad about it, is that I probably never know who it is, you know, I'm a gangster motherfucker, I don't like the motherfuckers coming up behind me and hit me in the back of the head and then I turn around and the motherfucker don't show himself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This shit make me mad. That's a pussy ass move. So, you know, the motherfucker who did it, he'll never reveal himself, you know what I'm saying? And I'll never probably find out who it is, you know, because some motherfucker don't want me to go to jail or don't want to be in the middle of the shit and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? So
what are your plans now musically though? What can we expect from you?